everybody's entitled to a defense. To the extent that this tax would increase the cost of that defense, it could adversely affect the individual's constitutional right to that defense, the ability to afford to pay for it.
Now, hasn't that issue been decided by a court somewhere in a state that does have a sales tax on legal services?
I can't speak to that specific issue today, Bill. However, I can tell you that we have been given reason to believe at the state bar that there are those in the profession who intend to bring a lawsuit if this budget passes with this sales tax in it.
And would that be one of the grounds?
Yes.
Let me ask you a devil's advocate question here. A lot of folks don't like the fees lawyers already charge, $100 an hour, $200 an hour, sometimes $300 an hour. So when you say you're worried about the cost to the public getting too high, some of those critics may say, well, why don't you lower your fees some? It's your fees that are the problem, not a 5% sales tax. What would you say?
In this current economy, I would certainly say that that is not the case, that lawyer fees are not excessive. But, Bill, we provide an essential service in a country that is based on a constitutional democracy where the justice system is the one that helps to protect all the rights and interests of the people. These essential services will be... the cost to use these essential services will be increased by this tax. This isn't about lawyers charging reasonable fees, because that's what we do. We charge reasonable fees, and we have a rule in place for lawyers who charge unreasonable fees. That's an ethical violation. Our fees are reasonable. The tax on top of the fees, we believe, is what's going to drive these costs for these essential services such that some of the consuming public may no longer be able to afford them.
Lawyers' fees in Ohio, with the tax included, would be higher than lawyers' fees across the Ohio River, for example, without a sales tax.
It could be, and then that's one of the potential problems with this tax, is that it would cause lawyers from other surrounding states to solicit business here in Ohio and do that work for their our Ohio citizens in these surrounding states that don't have this tax.